today is such an awesome day. I've been really praying and thinking about this day where the two families, one from San Jose and one from Mountain View, will be able to come together and worship. And as Douglas mentioned, that it's really been an amazing journey since September. After we launched, I remember vividly on that first day when we had our launch service, I had no idea who was going to show up. And then, since then, we've become a community of about 120 people gathering together here every Sunday, worshiping and eating together. And this would have only been possible because of all the sacrifices of our San Jose people as well. So today, we get to say thank you to all the San Jose people for pouring in your time, your giving, your sacrifice. Many of you had to actually step up. And every Sunday, I get this question from our New Vine people. How is it possible that, you know, we get to rent a place like this and we get to eat every day? Where does the money come from? We don't, as Douglas said, we don't collect offerings. People still give generously, voluntarily. But it's also through the giving of our San Jose family. They believed in this dream. And they poured in, they made sacrifice to really send out some of us to come and plant this church. So today, I think it's appropriate for us really to get to hear the journey of New Vine through some of these people that have come to this community. So I'm just a facilitator today, and I have invited about six people that have been coming from the very beginning of our journey as a New Vine Community Church, and they're going to come and share their journey, and they will get to say thank you to all those people who have supported this dream. So I'm going to invite those that have been asked to share. Will you just come on up, and I'll introduce them one by one, and I'll sit with them today as they share. We may need more, just a couple more chair, because they're coming up as a family.
Great, thank you, Lynn.
You can put one more chair there.
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
You know, this is a very nerve-wracking experience for some of them to be standing or sitting in front of so many people. But I want to introduce our team here. They actually are our founding members of New Vine Community Church. Some of them actually came exactly a year ago when we had our Memorial Day barbecue outreach here at the park. It was actually right outside in the lawn. That was our first gathering, and many of them actually came to that barbecue. And then when we launched in September, they started coming out. So here's to my right, this is Sergio, one of our founding members. Let's welcome Sergio. And then I've asked our two of our youth who have been coming faithfully from the beginning. These are twins. Now, which one is Kylie and which one is Kiana? I have a hard time. You're Kylie. Kylie and Kiana. And, you know, let's give it up for these two girls. Kylie is a little sick today, and she still chose to come on up here. I gave her freedom not to come on up, but they're here to share their story. So, Kylie and Kiana. And they love Koreans, and I hope that's not the reason why you're here, but yeah. And here's Linda. Linda's been a friend of Alan and Tremi, and that's how we connected, and she's been coming since the beginning. And then we have Stephanie and Bjorn and his two girls. I'll have them introduce their whole family. So this morning, the message is really their testimony. And I've asked each person to share with us what New Vine really meant for them and how the Lord led to this community. So you get to hear the full story of their lives and what God has been doing in their lives for the first time. And so we'll see how it goes. I didn't actually assign any orders. I'm just going to start with, do you want to start, Linda? Are you ready? You're the brave one. Okay. Okay. So here's Linda once again.
Well, I grew up down in Southern California for the first part of my life, and my family took us to a beautiful, large First Baptist church, and I remember that every Easter I got a new dress to wear. I loved the Bible stories. I loved the teachings. I was baptized at 10 before we left for Argentina for about a year and a half. Lockheed sent us there, and we couldn't find a Baptist church, but we found a Methodist church, and they had a lot of the same songs. It was beautiful worship. And we came back, and the next assignment was going to be Japan, Germany, or Georgia, and we thought we'd stay in the country, and we were sent to Atlanta for 5 years, and we found a Southern Baptist church, and it was a little different, and we drove from California to Georgia, and we saw many things, like three bathrooms at gas stations, men, women, and colored, and we didn't understand. I mean, we felt more foreign in Atlanta in the early 60s at that time than we did in Argentina. And people in Argentina always thought we spoke German. And then when we'd talk, they'd go, una gringa, ah. And so I realized that there were a lot of Europeans in Argentina, but there were not a lot of people coming into Georgia in the 60s. And it was right before many things began to change. Jimmy Carter ran for governor. He lost to Lester Maddox, who sold pick handles in front of his restaurant so people could beat the people they didn't want to come in. I just couldn't even imagine. But we came back to California, and we found that L.A. was so smoggy. Up here was just perfect. So we settled here. My dad started working for Lockheed. He was very afraid to work there because they did missiles in space, and he wanted to just never do missiles because he says they kill randomly men, women, and children. I can't be a part of it. And I said, just be in space. So he helped with the shuttle, and he got really famous for many things that he contributed. And we're having a beautiful, happy life. I'm at Berkeley going to college. And I never really found a church home. I was busy with school. I went to like 14 years of graduate school. And that was sort of everything. I had to work to go to school. So it was a full-time job and a part-time job and full-time college. And then a good friend of mine took me to a church in Japantown, and it was the Church of God in Christ, and I met a beautiful pastor. It was Bishop Mathis, and shortly after I came, he was taken to the hospital, and they were pronouncing him dead with liver cancer, but he sat up, and he said, not quite yet. He went back and preached for 2 more years, and I just was really hooked. He really lived what he preached. Beautiful man. And on his death, two men were vying for the church. One who had borrowed money from my best friend, who's blind and was supporting two sons as a widow. He borrowed $20,000 against her house, and he never paid her back, and he was the head of the church. His wife had Gucci bags. They had a new car. I couldn't understand. She was living in an almost insufferable poverty. So I went to the church of the other guy. Now, he was a beautiful preacher because he would say, "We're happy birds singing in the tree of life." And we started, I was tithing, and we were trying to buy choir robes. I was in the choir, and we were saving up money for the robes. And I sold my little car so I could contribute to the fund to buy the organ, which we got a nice Hammond, and we were making the church all that would be beautiful in the sight of God. But then one day, when we came to church, it was closed. The organ was gone. The money for the robes was gone. And this man had disappeared with all the money. So I decided I'd just study on my own. Now, God has blessed me in my life. I've had worse things to deal with. And I went forward, and I found a lovely little family at Los Altos Library, where my best friend, Van Nguyen, and I both started going to a dentist in Sunnyvale. And then we discovered that he was billing our insurance for things he wasn't doing. He said he cleaned and thoroughly x-rayed. He did not. And then you can't go elsewhere and have your insurance pay for it because they already paid for it. So we agreed we have to find a new dentist. And she told me one day at work, "My brother-in-law, he's at Samaritan Dental in Los Gatos." And I thought, well, that sounds good, doesn't it? Samaritan, like the good Samaritan. I need that. And so we started going to Dr. Vu in Los Gatos, and I was so blessed. He was the best dentist I'd ever met. I mean, careful and knowledgeable and just... And it gets even better because I turned out to have Sjögren syndrome, which is dry mouth, totally dry. And they say your teeth will fall out in about 3 years. Well, that was diagnosed like 14 years ago. They're all real. So I know I'm blessed, and we love going to Samaritan Dental. And then my friend Van at work, she said, "Now, this is secret, but my brother-in-law is planning to relocate. He's being called as a missionary." Oh my God, oh, you mean I'll lose my great dentist? And she said, "Then my brother-in-law will be at a great distance. I will really miss him." And I said, "I'm gonna talk to him." And she said, no, I shouldn't even have told you. He's not announcing this." So next dental appointment, I said, "Is it true you're going to be leaving to missionary?" And he said, "Well, I've been called. My wife and I, we're hearing the call." And I said, "Well, she's successful teaching school, right? I believe that was her occupation, and she's very good. And you're the best dentist, so you make a comfortable living here. That enables you to help many people without having to take the church money that could be spent for other missionaries as well. And you could do a lot for people right here. Like, I live in Mountain View, and the population is rapidly growing. And there are so many people that need a good church. And there are so many homeless, and there's just so much good you could do." And he thanked me for my thoughts, and I thought, well, he's still probably gonna leave. And then I got a postcard and a call, and I was invited to the opening in the summer, last summer. And I came up, and I heard the most wonderful sharing from people. They shared honestly from the heart. I met such beautiful people. And I immediately felt the fellowship right here. it was just beautiful. And when I heard Pastor Ted talk the first Sunday that we met, it was September, I believe, and wow, he's an enlightened messenger. There was no mistaking that. And all I knew was I came because I owed it to Dr. Vu for there being a church in Mountain View. I felt it, so I had to come. I was obligated. But when I met the people and I heard the pastor, I was hooked. And I knew he was going to do a lot of good for the people here in Mountain View. And I knew he could save souls. And the people needed him. And I never knew that all of that was exactly me.
So, Linda, I really want to thank you for convincing Alan and Tremi to stay. So we've all been blessed. Let's see, Sergio, are you ready to share?
Yes.
Okay, go for it.
Good morning, sisters and brothers and sisters. I guess my journey has been like 7 months, and I have a little bit of Linda's. I came from a split church, and I was a Lone Ranger, and I was praying, what is the next church I'm gonna go join? But I just don't know, I wanna join a church and be one of the members of hundreds or thousands, because the church I was before is they call it the those big churches they have. Anyway, so when I heard the message from Pastor Ted that this church is a missionary church and planting church, they say, I'm there. Because I believe the church is more than four walls, and you have to reach the community and even the nations. And when I start coming to this church, the first time, at the same day, and God is my witness, I went to another church, they opened the same day. And it was like a escuela, like blocks from here. And it was, they have a meeting at 10:30. Say, okay, you're gonna go. You see how it looks? I mean, I wasn't just to look. I just wanna say, feel the Holy Spirit. So I went there, and they already had a plan. We're gonna have this type, so many members, and we're gonna build a church. Say, well, this is the same, you know, they wanna mega church. I say, no, this is not for me. And I say, okay, so let's try the 4:30. But also I got the invite on the mail and say, well, let's see, new wine sounds, I like the name, new wine. So I went and I started the hospitality and the welcome and everybody's smiling and say, wow, I can feel, and the worship, and I tell every week it's a different worship team. I say, wow, everybody's has anointing. I can feel the Holy Spirit. So, and they said, oh, at the end you have also meal. Really, real meal you can eat over here? Oh, they feed me spiritually, and they're gonna go eat my. Oh, okay, that's another. It's a plus. So anyway, so I started coming 7 months ago, and then the pastor, every message from Pastor Ted is applicable to my life. So, and they say, well, we need people to step up. So it's okay. I'm next week, and I volunteer doing the parking lot, in which I do gladly and welcome anybody. And I invite my coworkers too. I have a coworker, his name is Kidane. He's from Ethiopia. I want to say Eritrea, it's North Africa. And I told him, you want to go to a church, they have a hunger and passion for missions in planting church, you're welcome to come. And he comes a few times. I don't know if he's here. He told me he's going to be here this Sunday. But anyway, so I believe in the Great Commission. They go and make disciples and start with, you know, we say in Acts, Judea, Samaria, and to the ends of the world.
I have to tell this story. It was actually maybe the second month that Sergio has been coming. He started serving in our parking ministry, just welcoming people. And I still remember seeing this picture, which really blessed me. I think this is really all about what New Vine is. Sergio was actually walking out on a very rainy day. If you remember, in the fall, we had a ton of rain. And he would be the one walking with an umbrella, going to the parking lot and bringing these old ladies or whoever was coming, escorting them under his umbrella. And that's the picture that I remember about Sergio. And then lately, Sergio has been really challenging me, telling me that New Vine is actually going to be planting another church, and New Vine is also going to be sending out missionaries. So he's been prophesying and challenging me in this way. So we really appreciate Sergio just being part of this community. Thank you. Girls, are you ready? You better get just done with it, right? Okay, here's Kylie.
Oh, we're going to do it together.
We can do it together, Kylie.
Okay, we didn't memorize ours, so just kind of bear with us. Okay, so when we were younger... when we were younger, we both didn't really like to attend church, and it wasn't really because there was anything wrong with it in general, but as a typical elementary school student, we really hated getting up early. And all the churches we attended meant sacrificing our sleep, and I'm sure none of us like to do that. The pastor was funny, the food was good, but I think we didn't really feel much of a connection with anyone. Until last year in September, our mom told us that we would be attending a new church, and we decided to give it a try. So of course, we weren't too thrilled because church wasn't very special to us. But the one thing that we really liked was that, you know, this church started at 4 and ended at 7, which is great. That means we get to sleep in. Also, another thing that we really liked about this church was that we felt really welcomed by everyone. And not only that, but after, the church service, we also get to go up and enjoy a wonderful meal and get to communicate with new people. And the community was just very inviting, and I felt like, you know, we could just talk to everyone so easily, and it just really made me happy compared to when I went to other churches. Right now, New Vine is a small church, but, well, not that small, but I mean, it is compared to other churches, but that's not like a bad thing because it gives us newcomers a sense of welcome and worth and value when they come here.
Okay, so I have a couple experiences with God that I would just like to share. So this year I kind of went through some hard time.
I'll just speak. Do you want me to say what you wrote? Okay, so maybe we're just gonna talk a little bit about how God was with us. So about 5 or 6 years ago in December, my mom and I were coming back from a trip from Yosemite, and it was like really late, and it was snowing, and it was really dark. The snow wasn't too heavy, but we were required to wear snow chains just in case the snow worsened. And of course, you know, you don't want to slip. And we were going down this like really steep zigzag hill. And the problem was we heard this rumbling noise, but we didn't know where it was coming from. So we knew it was bad, so we stopped the car and we got out, our mom did, and she was trying to figure out what was wrong. But because it was dark, you know, we can't see anything. And I remember feeling really scared because I was like, what is gonna happen to us? Are we gonna stay here at night? What happens? Are we gonna I don't know. I was just very terrified. So I prayed to God to help us find out what the problem was. And there were cars passing by us, and I was hoping one of them would stop by, but no one was stopping. So I just got really scared. But then after a while, a car stopped by, and two men got out, and they asked what the problem was. And we told them, you know, that we were hearing rumbling noises. And I don't really remember what happened after that, but they figured out that our snow chains were put on backwards. And so they helped us fix it. And after that, we got home safely. And what really surprised me was that Those men chose to stay and help us even though it was really late at night and they could have ignored us like everyone else, but they chose to help us and I was really blessed. After that incident, my family and I, we came to conclusion maybe that those men were sent by God, or maybe they're angels. Okay, so yeah, I went through some hard times in my life this year. They didn't really happen to me, but my friends and their concerns put me under a lot of stress. So I had one friend who cut themselves and another who felt like they didn't really belong in this world. So let's call the first person John. So over spring break, I decided to, like any best friend would, ask how John's spring break was going. And instead of getting a cheery response, I got, "Kylie, I need to tell you something." It turns out that he had cut himself. He was scared, terrified, and didn't know what to do. And I myself was very confused because I never knew this sort of situation could happen to me. But I think God gave me the courage to, you know, talk to John and also make sure that I could tell him that God loves you, like, no matter what happens. And so I was able to do that without, you know, overreacting and stuff. So I think that was one experience that I felt touched by God. Another was a friend, let's say Katie. She was, like, going experiencing depression. And she had been absent from school for a couple of weeks because of that. And she would occasionally tell me how, like, no one liked her or how she wanted to run away from home. So at that time, I was having a lot on my plate already. I had grades. I was not doing great at math. And I had big tests coming up. So I completely lost it, and I felt like my life was out of control. So I prayed to God and asked for courage to talk to my friends about it, so maybe they could help me, like, solve the problem. And I also had another friend I could talk to, and I think without him, I wouldn't be where I am today. So I want to thank God for giving me the courage for that. And after all of this, I kind of learned that God does miracles in people's lives, and he wants people like us to share the love with others. And this is what I see in New Vine every week when I come. They, like, welcome everyone, they ask them how they're doing, and most importantly, they make everyone feel special here.
Thank you, Kylie and Kiana, just for your vulnerability and openness. We just sense such tenderness in your heart. Thank you. I'm going to give the mic to Stephanie and Bjorn. They are a family. They had just landed in America from England, and they found us. I'm going to let them tell the story. Are you going to go back and forth like they did?
No, I think we'll put on with later.
Okay. So.
Hello, everyone. So I also have a little script. Can't memorize everything. So I'm Stephanie, and here's my husband, Bjorn, and Charlotte here, and Isabel. We actually moved back from London about 8-9 months ago, back in July last year. And now we currently live in Mountain View. And while we were moving, I think the way we came to New Vine was a very, quite a blessing from God, because when we only moved here, we first month we were busy, you know, unpacking and getting settled down, getting used to the new environment. And it was quite challenging for us with young children, as you all have young children. But we received this flyer, how Sergio said there were two different flyers from different churches, and we thought, well, which one to choose? So we felt really comfortable with the name New Vine. And it was a nice design on the flyer, so good job on the tech. So we just decided to come here. And when we first came to the service, everyone was so welcoming. Everyone did above and beyond to welcoming us. You know, we wanted to find a church where we can feel comfortable, where we can feel like it's our home. So great job on that. So that's why we're still here today. And also they played this song. I've actually forgot what song it was now, but the song it was playing from our previous church in London, and that made us feel even more like home. I need that back. right, so, and then since then we've been growing with this community and we made a lot of friends here. And particularly we really like the family time because, you know, this is a time to share, you know, with our experiences, you know, what God gives us in our daily lives. And also, you know, to share, you know, when we want to, healing, you know, when we go through ups and downs with our lives, and also share our happiness. So I've been wanting to share this for the longest time, and I did not have the courage to do that with the bright lights and all. but now I think really Jesus gave me the courage and the strength to do this. So for a very long time, me and my mother, we really don't have a very good relationship. I've been struggling with that for years, and I've been researching online, you know, how to be a good daughter, or, you know, as I'm a mother now, I wonder, you know, what have I done wrong, right? So it was very difficult. I've talked to a few friends from New Vine, and they were so supportive in so many ways. And after many prayers, you know, I begin to see a difference between me and my mother. We started talking, we started, you know, asking about each other's lives. And it was like a 360 degree change. I can't say, I mean, this would not have happened without Jesus and without the help of God. Like, I would say this is a miracle for me, that we are not fighting and we are in a very good term right now. What I want to say is, you know, all of us here today, you know, with the New Vine team, and this is only possible with the unconditional help of the New Vine team. And I just want to say thank you so much for the San Jose, you know, church people of the coming here and, you know, helping us and supporting us. And that's why we're here. And thank you.
So I think there's not a lot to add. That was a pretty comprehensive review already. I think I can just reiterate that people have been incredibly helpful in a number of ways. When you come to a new country, very often you have a lot less connections, friends, and a lot of new things, logistics have to be established, contacts, and so on. And we naturally had a number of questions, whether it comes to housing, doctor questions, anything like this. And we have noticed that people here have been incredibly helpful. And although we came here more for spiritual and Christian reasons, we ended up on top of that gaining a lot of friends and great people that were incredibly supportive. So I think that's really to show that this community is not just about going to church once a week and praising the Lord and going home, but really about living how to be a Christian and how to be helpful and kind with each other every day.
Let's give a big thank you to our New Vine family once again. It's very courageous of you to share your story. Thank you. So I hope you are all encouraged this morning. This is how we want to end our worship this morning before the worship team comes back up. I want us to spend some time really praying for one another. This morning before we came, I was meditating on John chapter 17. For those of you who are having this annual reading schedule that we all go through together, this is a prayer of Jesus before he went to the cross. Probably the last few days of his life. After spending 2.5-3 years of his life into the lives of these disciples. Now, Jesus is coming to the Father, and he's praying for his last days on earth. And do you remember what he prayed? What was at the center of that prayer is not just speaking words of blessing over his disciples. He did not pray that these guys that I hung out with for the last 3.5 years bless them to become prosperous. He did not even pray for their ministry. He did not pray that they will be healthy, they will live a long life. Instead, if you remember Jesus' prayer, this was probably the most important thing on his heart. Do you remember what that prayer was? Father, make them one as we are one. As you and I are one, and we're talking about the triune God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, as they are one, make them to be one. And I think this is the most beautiful expression of what a church should be. Even this morning, as we come together to celebrate, even though we don't get to see each other too often, do you know that God made us a family? And his prayer today for us is that you and I will become one, like the Father and the Son are one together. And it's that kind of unity that will be the most powerful testimony to the world. It doesn't matter whether we have a great worship music or great preaching. God's heart is that his people, his family will become one. And that, if you remember Jesus' teaching, through that love that we have for one another, Jesus said, the world will come to know that we are his disciples. So this morning, that's my short 2-minute sermon. And the way we're going to end is that we want to join in the prayer of Jesus this morning. And if you can find someone, just if you can stand up, and I'm going to invite you just to turn around, and you don't have to move out of your seat, but if you can find somebody that you have not prayed with or met with, you may feel a little awkward to join them in prayer, but try to find somebody that you haven't met and form a little circle from wherever you are. And then I'm going to invite everyone just to pray out loud. And in this prayer, we're just going to pray together that whether we are in San Jose or in Mountain View, that God will make his church one body and that he will continue to bless us to proclaim his gospel in San Jose, Mountain View, and in many more cities to come in the future. And that God will pour out his love into our hearts so that we can love them, love other people, love one another as he has loved us.